Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Doug's Big Adventure with Jennifer and Victoria. How about that? Happy to announce another hour. It's Tuesday, August the 17th, for those of you who are keeping score, keeping track of what's going on in your life and in our lives, what's going on between, what do you hear between the words when you listen to Jennifer and Victoria and Jay and I talking about our thoughts, talking about what's going on? We're talking about things, I guess, what we need in Afghanistan is some kind of a miracle, it would seem.
It's too late.
Yeah, I suppose it is too late. Was that song by Carole King? It's too late.
Yeah, I think the miracle, if it would have come maybe last week or the week before, I mean, the miracle would have come in the form of airstrikes or some kind of military action to tamp down the Taliban, but it's too late. I mean, you've got the Taliban sitting in the presidential palace. You have everybody, you've got the Taliban going door to door and looking for people who helped the military operation against them, and they're killing them. And it's 86,000 people in Afghanistan who will probably die because of what they did for the military operation. I mean, think about that. I mean, there was an opportunity to evacuate those people or to try to figure something out. I was listening to someone, of all places, for the record, people. I do listen to MSNBC every once in a while.
Yeah, and I was we all listen to every different sources. To get
it's really important, I think, actually, to listen around. Because you, in this day and age, you're getting only chunks of news. From depending on the source that you're listening to, you're only getting little pieces. So on MSNBC last night with Brian Williams, they had this guy on. And I'm trying to remember his name, but he was someone who was involved with giving. He was in the military community, giving advice to the Trump administration, giving advice to the Biden administration. He said for over a year, and he said all the way through the Biden administration, he's been saying, please don't do it in this way. Please don't do it in this way. We have all of these people who have relied on us, who have worked for us, who are going to be left behind. And he's the one who gave that 86,000. He said he warned the administration that this was going to happen, that if they hadn't started to evacuate more quickly or, you know, under the cover of darkness, that this was going to be the cost. And forget the politics or the armchair quarterbacking. I don't know how anybody can not feel their heart hurt when they see people falling off of airplanes because they're just trying to get out of a place because they know what's waiting for them. Hmm. And
It's more than sad, whether it's incompetence, whatever it is, you can come up with words. The words are kind of meaningless unless when I was listening to the president say, I am the president and the buck stops with me. And yeah, okay, that's true.
Well, he has to own it.
He does have to own it. And there's a lot of Monday morning and Tuesday morning quarterbacking, going on. The decision was made, and so now you live with the consequences, and I don't know how much more talking about it. I think the ancillary stuff, I saw some video of a 777 landing. I forget what country it was from, and 328 people got on the plane and it got out of there. It didn't go to the normal airport in Kabul. It went over to the military side of the airport, and they just opened the doors, and as many people got on the plane as could, and then it took off.
Well, and they're going to have to keep doing that. And there are sponsored, there are like privately funded flights that have been going on. This didn't just happen. I know that it wasn't, we've got COVID and we've got a lot of other stuff going on over here. So I know that this wasn't something that everyone talked about or covered, right, you know, until this happened. But this wasn't a 24-hour thing. I mean, 40,000 U.S. trained Afghans were leaving every week in the month of June and July. So this is not like, I mean, there were plenty of people, and this is part of the problem, plenty of people that we trained left. They were like, all right, peace out, and we're getting out of here. And then people who were left behind, some were didn't have the means to leave. They didn't have the money. They didn't have the way to get out. And then others had chosen to stay, thinking they were going to ride it out. So there are like so many layers to this. This wasn't just in 24 hours we left, and then now 80,000 people are left stranded. I mean, this has just been ongoing, and I don't think this ever would have ended. I mean, you can, like Jen said, you can Monday morning quarterback it. But, the American people, and we know we've talked about this, have been polled for years, have wanted to get out of Afghanistan. And, it just, I don't know. I don't know that anything would have been.
The way that this was done, though. Yeah,
but I don't know that it could have been that much better.
The Taliban violated the agreement and the ceasefire that they had with the United States.
Very shocked.
And I never understood
why the Trump administration trusted that those negotiations would hold up. I mean, they're the ones who started it.
The same reason that you're talking about with Biden, right? There was an appetite to try to get out. So there was the reason I think that the Trump administration, quite frankly, would have been more trustworthy to do this is because Trump has a backbone to stand up to things. And I can tell you two things about President Trump. One, he would have not left behind our military equipment in the hands of Afghanistan. He wouldn't have done that. He would have either made sure it went with the Afghan military or that it went back with the Americans when they left.
Well, there is no Afghan military now.
Well, but there was at the time, and that's part of the problem. Let me just finish my thought. Number two is that I think that Trump would have, and the reason that we didn't pull out under Trump when we said that we would, is because the things were unstable. You needed to have airstrikes, and you needed to have a set of required behaviors for the Taliban. Biden did not do any of that. He let them break the ceasefire. He didn't care. And then he blamed the Afghans yesterday, and I thought that was pretty reprehensible.
All right.
I agree that when we're paying to train people and then they don't even put up a fight on their own, why are they relying on us? We were paying their salaries.
Come on. Enough is enough of this. We're going around and around.
Yeah. The thing that troubles me more than anything else is the way women are being treated. Basically, that's the worst part of this, as far as I'm concerned. You knew the Taliban, from whence they came, were going to. They've done this over and over and over again. Why we expect, in that part of the world especially, and frankly, with the subtle or not so subtle influence and support of the Chinese government, what the hell do you think is going to be the outcome of this, no matter what Biden does, no matter what Trump does?
It was just a waiting game. Why did we have to pull out 100% at all? Have we left? This is a stupid talking point. Because have we left Japan? Have we left Germany, for that matter?
No, but it's not the same thing.
It is absolutely the same thing.
The mission was not the same thing, though, Doug.
The German people were not there to overthrow our
influence. What was the mission? What was the mission for Afghanistan? I'm curious.
There was never a mission other than to kill Bin Laden in 2002. That was it.
It was to fight. It was to make sure.
And then it was distract, and Cheney and Bush came up in Rumsfeld with his stupid plan to attack Iraq.
We've gone around and around in circles. The mission was to fight the war on terror there because of all the training camps.
The Taliban aren't terrorists.
What?
They've never been terrorists. The Taliban's not terrorists.
They're coming
over here.
Who? Osama bin Laden is a terrorist, yes?
Yeah, but he wasn't a member of the Taliban.
That's why we went over there, because the Taliban and Al-Qaeda and ISIS were doing all of their training camps there.
They're just not the same. All right, so we're not going to fix
beheading women, and yes, it is the same. And we went there to prevent the training camps from developing. We were going to fight the war on terror there. That was always the mission.
We failed miserably. We failed when we were over there the first time.
Tell that to the military that died. I don't think that's true.
That's
right, but then why do we put more Americans in harm's way? I think this was, we should have been out of there a lot sooner. And yes, this is a humanitarian crisis now. I don't think that this ever would have not been a crisis under any president. I know everyone
Trump says
he would have been perfect, sure. But he's not here, and he didn't do it. So
right. Well, certainly Biden was not, because now you've got 86,000 people that will probably end up dead. And a lot of women who at 12 years old have already been forced into marriage with Taliban fighters.
That was always the case, though, Jen. That was not created by Biden yesterday. That was come on. That is, child brides were not created in the last 24 hours.
Child brides were not, but it, allowing the entire culture which existed that that actually uplifted Afghani women, it fell this week. It fell. And well, you can't argue it because it did.
You can't, we can argue until the cows come home, but it doesn't change the reality. The news organizations that are over there that should have long been gone, the people who got their are journalists and would-be journalists and members of staff for the Post and the Wall Street Journal and the New York Times, apparently they haven't been able to get out of there. When did Karzai, I guess I was trying to remember this guy that's the premier now, Karzai, when did he get out of office? I don't know if I seem to have been absent that day. How long has he been gone? I remember he was the basic face of Afghanistan for a long time, the guy that we propped up. But he's apparently long gone, and some other guy who looks just like
him. The guy
him.
Who was the president? Yeah,
his name is President Ghani.
Ghani.
He is Ghani. He left. He abandoned everybody.
Well, he didn't abandon everybody. He was evacuated by the military. See, we have to, this is why I think it was so troubling to listen to Biden's talking points yesterday, because he's trying to blame the Afghans. This was not just their issue, and it's unfortunate that that is what's happening.
Well, you know what, though? But the fact is they didn't stay and defend the palace. They didn't.
The Afghani military...
They handed us hostages. They surrendered.
And
the Afghani military was propped up by the U.S. military. When we left, they fell.
We wasted a lot of money and time trying to train these soldiers who, at the first sign of somebody blowing hot air in their face.
They mm-hmm.
disappeared. 17 yep. after the hour. This is the DJB program. All right, so if you have questions about how to lose weight and keep it off, the perfect place for you to go is toploss.com. You can find out there how Calitran works to keep the weight off of you. It's an awesome experience. It doesn't really hurt. It's only going through an operation. Oh, let's cut this bit of fat out. Let's do that. That's not the right. It's an answer, but not the right answer. A horrible choice is doing that sort of thing to your body. The right choice is to measure the way you work your body over, so you can lose the weight and keep it off. Exercising, eating the right stuff, all of those things. You've heard doctors say that for years and years and years. And yeah, you can go on one of the weight loss programs or exercise programs. But at the end of the day, it would seem the most intelligent thing is to lose the weight and to keep it off. And that's what Calitran does, the natural way. So you can go in, click on any of the stories. Great. Wonderful. It's just a great company to do business with. Calitran. And that right now, using the DJV code, you got unlimited BOGO. That is buy one, get one free. Mix it up, liquid and capsules, all there for you now. Lose the weight, keep it off at toploss.com.
Tired of waking up hot and uncomfortable? Start sleeping cool on the Tempur-Breeze by Tempur-Pedic. It's engineered with a revolutionary cooling system that pulls excess heat away from your body to help you sleep deeper all night and wake up more refreshed every morning. The Tempur-Pedic Summer of Sleep ends soon. Don't miss our best offer of the year and your chance to get your best sleep of the summer. All Tempur-Pedic mattresses are on sale, with savings up to $700 on adjustable mattress sets. Learn more at Tempur-Pedic.com.
It's like I blinked, and suddenly all my business shifted to e-commerce.
Now my business hours are whenever my customers need me.
My customers want everything now and faster than ever. It's a whole different world.
Your business is changing. The United States Postal Service is changing with it. We're bringing you fast, reliable shipping nationwide. And we're bringing it right when your customers need it. Let's discover new routes. Visit USPS.com/new routes. The United States Postal Service. Priority, you.
With the help of Cheerios Oat Crunch Almonds, I get everyone's morning started with a smile. It has a delicious and hearty combination of the Cheerios you love, whole grain oats, and sliced almonds for an extra crunchy crunch. That's how I set the rhythm for a great day. Look for Cheerios Oat Crunch Almonds in your local grocery store.
Make O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear. Because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Would you like to breathe in freedom wherever you go? Now you can with the Amulet Shield. Based on space-age technology, the Amulet Shield emits positive ions and surrounds you with a forest-fresh scent wherever you go. Roaming big box stores, riding stuffy elevators, or waiting in long lines, the Amulet Shield hangs around your neck and runs 24 hours when fully charged. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Find the Amulet Shield at ProjectPillowTalk.com or call 877-289-7439. No, the Amulet Shield will not kill, cure, or heal anything except fear of not being able to breathe in freedom. So call or click today, ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. That's ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Currently established federal laws that govern dietary supplements do not allow us to diagnose or treat any medical condition.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
It's 23 after the hour now on the Tuesday DJV program with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. Jay is out, ill. She needs to be taking care of herself. I hope she's listening now. We send her lots of love. She can't really talk, and she can't. She's having a hard time breathing. But it isn't COVID, and it isn't, you know, the stuff.
Scary.
Yeah, it is. It's not pleasant at any rate. Okay, so we have some things to talk about. The lineup includes a focus on The Voice right after this. Nothing beats the feel of a great towel when you step out of the shower. Wrap yourself in nothing but the best with the MyPillow towel set. Every MyPillow towel is made from proprietary technology, makes them highly absorbent and soft to the touch. Plus, with a 60-day money-back guarantee, you can try them for yourself and return them if you don't like them. Made with cotton grown in the U.S., available in a variety of colors, every towel set comes with two bath towels, two hand towels, and a washcloth two-pack. For a limited time, get the MyPillow six-piece towel set, usually $109.99, for just $39.99, using the promo code DJV. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special square, enter the promo code DJV. While you're there, take advantage of the deep discounts you can get from using the DJV code on all the MyPillow products right there online, MyPillow.com, six-piece towel set for $39.99 right now with the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com. All right, so we have The Voice coming back. Ladies, you're all on top of this. I can't even begin to have a sound of authority when it comes to all of this stuff, except I see that Camila Cabello.
Oh, no, my God, no.
Camila? Every time.
All right. So
Camila. Camila, now you got me doing it.
Camila Cabello.
Camila Cabello. Cabello. Yes, there you go.
Okay. Right. Why don't you just spell it the way it sounds, C-A-B-E.
It is spelled exactly the way that it's pronounced. Anyway, so she's not a judge.
It's
she's
not
an advisor.
I have those in my front yard, and it's
right. It's not a flower. It's Camila. Okay, so anyway, so the story is she's not a judge, but she will be an advisor. So the new judge this season is Ariana Grande, and that's a lot of her fans are really excited to see her because we never really see her talk in any length.
Yeah.
So that'll be one thing I think a lot of fans want to see more of her. And then Kelly Clarkson's back, John Legend is back, and Blake Shelton. And so the advisors who come in to help the judges were announced. Camila is going to be with John Legend. Jason Aldean is going to be with Kelly Clarkson.
Love it.
Kristen Chenoweth is going to be with Ariana Grande.
Wow.
And Dierks Bentley is going to be with Blake Shelton. That's a good lineup.
Yeah, that's fun. Right. The advisors get a lot of attention now, I think even more than the coaches. I really like that element. It wasn't always, they didn't always have that as part of the show, but I think they realized it added a little celebrity, it added some interest, so they help the coaches advise them as they get further into the competition. It's not
so are all the Love Boat, Love Island, Love Tricks, all those shows over? No, Bachelor.
Well, Love Island just ended on Sunday, and now Bachelor in Paradise started this week.
When are you going to have Bachelor in Hell?
It's probably the same show already.
Yeah, I think it's... Have you seen the program? I mean, it's...
I haven't seen it yet, but I am excited to watch it tonight.
All right.
I haven't watched Paradise yet, but I heard someone was, like, doing a tap dance or something like that.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
All right, so elsewhere in the trending department, Selma Blair in remission. What's the story with her MS? Didn't we talk about this last week to a point, it seems to me?
Well, the reason we talked about it is because Christine Applegate, who is a friend and former co-star of Selma Blair's, Christine Applegate just announced last week that she also has MS. Mm. And so Selma Blair has had it really bad, and this all started, you know, it was very public. She had kind of an episode on an airplane, and people thought she was on drugs, and she wasn't, and it's been a very long battle. I didn't know you could go into remission with MS, but good for her.
Yep. All right, so there are a couple of important trending stories for you here. Follow him at DJV's social media at djvshow.com as well, 28 after.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Here's today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. When Nissan launched the all-electric Leaf in 2010, the company announced its intention to bring attainable electric vehicles to the masses around the world. Now, Nissan Motor Company has set the goal to achieve carbon neutrality across the company's operations and the life cycle of its products by 2050. As part of this effort, by the early 2030s, every all-new Nissan vehicle offering in key markets will be electrified. For more automotive tech news, go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications and the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
When President Obama released 5 Taliban commanders from the Guantanamo Bay prison in exchange for an American deserter in 2014, Obama assured Americans that dangerous enemy combatants would be transferred to Qatar and kept from causing any trouble in Afghanistan. Karula Kerkwa is the man leading the Taliban in Afghanistan's takeover, one of the five men released by Obama. Florida is seeing an uptick in COVID-19 cases. Dan Naraki explains.
Thousands of students in one Tampa area school district are in isolation or quarantine after testing positive for COVID-19 or being labeled a close contact of someone who did. The Hillsborough County Public School District said Monday that 5,600 students and 316 employees of the district were in isolation or quarantine. The district's school board will hold an emergency session on Wednesday to discuss the best ways to mitigate the spread of the virus. The outbreak there coming as the state of Florida continues to see an uptick in reported cases, averaging more than 21,000 new infections per day over the last 7 days.
USA Radio News.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Traders, listen up. As life in America starts to return to normal, are you looking for the best trading opportunities? With the current real estate market, the rise of crypto, and the volatility of tech stocks, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to learn how our technology analyzes over 1 million data points per day. Text the word money to 813-813 so you can learn how to predict market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Whether you're trading stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to find out how to maximize your gains. Text the word money to 813-813 to learn how to use the volatility to your advantage. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813 now.
By texting in, you consent to receive calls, voice, and text messages using automated technology regarding offers by or on behalf of Vantage Point.
U.S. Army veteran and CIA analyst Matt Zeller on MSNBC slams President Biden for his failure to the people of Afghanistan.
There is such a profound, bold-faced lie in that speech, the idea that we plan for every contingency. I have been personally trying to tell this administration since it took office. I've been trying to tell our government for years that this was coming. We sent them plan after plan on how to evacuate these people. Nobody listened to us. They didn't plan for the evacuation of our Afghan wartime allies. They're trying to conduct it now at the 11th hour. The thing that they were most concerned about was the optics of a chaotic evacuation. Well, they got exactly what they were most concerned of by failing to do what was right when we could have done it. We had all the people and equipment in place to be able to save these people months ago, and we did nothing. I'm appalled that he thinks we only need to take 2,000 people. There's 86,000 people who are currently left behind in Afghanistan alone. We've identified all of them for the government. I have no idea why he claims that people don't want to leave Afghanistan. I have a list of 14,000 names right now of people who want to get out of Afghanistan. And the idea that the Afghan military should be blamed for this, do you know how many casualties the Afghan military took in an average year? More than the United States did in 20. When you're not getting paid on a regular basis, when you're not getting fuel, when no one is supplying you with ammunition, and yet you're still showing up to the fight, how dare us for having to blame these people for not having the audacity to be able to survive a Taliban onslaught?
President Biden has returned to vacation. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
A focus on Tuesday, hello, your daily reality check. I guess that's what we would call this, among other things, the DJV program. Doug Steffen here with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. Jay is out today. The essence of what's going on. Wow. Where do you start?
Right? It's kind of exhausting.
Where do you go?
Good word for it.
It is. Well, listen, we have a moment here. The CDC talking or focusing on whether you should have a third shot. I've already made up my mind. I'm going to get one. And so where does it go? Much to the chagrin of my friend Jack Stockwell. But it's just, there's something about this that has hit me differently than other vaccines. My daughter and I were talking about this last night. as to what vaccines. Miles is six. He started first grade yesterday, and thinking about all of the hoopla about what's going on with COVID, and then you think about the other things. I remember getting, I didn't get chicken pox, but I had the shingles when I was in my 50s. And that's just basically the late blooming. I mean, it was in my forehead.
Well, so much of it is nerve, right? It's a lot of nerve pain.
Yeah, well, it starts, it actually goes back. I had Epstein-Barr, or basically, what do they call it, mononucleosis, when I was in, 1988.
Too much kissing?
Well, there was kissing involved, but I'm not sure that I got it from her. It was a trip that I'd taken. I've told this story before. The trip to on the classical music cruise that I took with 44 Americans on all around the Adriatic, and I got horribly sick, eating too much lobster that wasn't good and having a horrible cruise night on a really rough ocean. I was as sick as I've ever been in my life. And so the at that time, your immune system really is compromised, and that's what happens when you have things that really drain your immune system, as COVID does, then you become vulnerable to all kinds of other things. So I got it. And once you get that Epstein-Barr in your system, it doesn't go away. It's always in your system. It's like other things. And so it manifests itself in different ways, but one of them is shingles, chicken pox. It's all the same stuff. And so I had it, and it really was. It was like something inside was in my forehead. And it went on for months. It's just like something trying to eat your skin to get out from underneath.
My poor bonus grandmother had like gone through all of, you know, she fought cancer for 17 years. And I remember they came to town. She was finally in remission. She was feeling better. And when she was in Palm Springs visiting for like a month, then she got shingles. And she was so uncomfortable. And
awful.
I remember getting her these little chamois. You know those chamois they sell at like, oh my God, farmers markets. I'm telling you, I'm losing my brain. And they have like they're like cooling cloths that are supposed to stay cold for hours. I remember us getting her those and just laying them on her back because she was in so much pain. It was not nice to watch.
It's horrible. Anyway, so the reason I'm talking about that is because there's a vaccine for that stuff.
Right.
When you're younger, there are vaccines for a lot of things now that they weren't around.
Chicken pox.
When I was a kid.
I remember having chicken pox clearly in my
measles, mumps, rubella.
Pneumonia. Yeah.
Polio, that kind. Anyway,
there's
so there are certain
vaccine
things
for older people too. That's
I have. I got it. Pneumonia.
You got one of the two shots that you need.
Right.
Which is also why I think it's a smart thing for you to make sure that you double up on immunity protection because of your lung stuff. And that's the same reason that my mom had, you know, that's the reason I've been afraid for my mom with COVID. It just attacks the lungs differently. Yeah. And I was just, last week, I didn't even get a chance to tell you guys this, but I saw my hairstylist, and I hadn't seen her in a long time, and she had a horrible bout of COVID. She was vaccinated with the Johnson & Johnson. So was her boyfriend. Her boyfriend went to a family wedding in Connecticut. She told him not to go because it was all indoors. Everyone at his table was vaccinated. They all had J&J. 25 people were breakthrough cases. He brought it home to her. She ended up in the hospital with pneumonia. And she's a healthy 39-year-old girl, like no underlying conditions. She doesn't have an ounce of body fat. I mean, she was just, you know, rolling around doing her thing and then just got whacked with this pneumonia. And she said they just all felt like the J&J vaccine just did nothing. But it did prevent her from dying, so it did do something. Mm-hmm. But this lung stuff, she said she walked outside to check the temperature of her pool, and she was so winded. And this is a girl who is really, like, works out a lot every day. And she said just walking to the pool, she was so winded, and that's how she knew that she had pneumonia.
That sticks around. It sticks around for a while.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't even have it severely in my lungs. I think I told you guys, I felt like mine was all like up in my head, sort of like I just fell out of whack. And my mom's was all in her lungs. But man, for months, like, it, you know, not that I'm out running triathlons, but you know what your body can do. And you feel like it's just, I don't know, it's definitely strange. It is not.
Yeah. And she said,
you'll never hear me denying that this is not very serious, because it is very serious. You just have to figure out how to live with that, how to treat it, what to do. And it's really, all that information gets blocked because we're so focused on just one aspect. And I think that's really sad for people.
Well, we're talking, about vaccines and masks and all that other stuff.
I don't know. I think we spend a lot of time talking about all the stuff that doesn't get a lot of attention. But like in mainstream media outlets, it's very black and white. It's like it's either the vaccine or it's not the vaccine. And it's like there's so many people who have long-haul symptoms. There are so many people who have breakthrough cases, like your friend, Victor. It's like we've got to figure out
all
the best
breakthrough
way to protect
cases.
Ourselves.
I mean, there are a handful. There are three people that we know who are in our personal lives who are Pfizer breakthroughs. But everybody else, anecdotally, that I keep hearing about, whether it's like, you know, people on the Yankees or the Mets or whatever, it's New Yorkers, because New York got so many J&J vaccines, because when you have millions of people on an island, you know, it's easy to give everybody one jab. And they were lined up at the Jacob Javits Center until 2, 3 in the morning, and all these breakthrough cases are Johnson & Johnson. And I'm really glad I didn't get it, because my friend said to me, she's like, look, you know, this was brutal. She was like, this was as if I was never even vaccinated. And so now all the J&J people, according to a couple NYU studies that came out, it's not national, but they're saying that if you got J&J, you should get a Moderna or a Pfizer. And when my friend was in the hospital, she didn't stay overnight. She went and did a chest X-ray.
I'll take a Madonna, please.
Well, she got a chest X-ray. That's how they knew she had pneumonia. She didn't stay overnight in the hospital. But the doctor that was there told her after 3 months he wanted her to get either a Pfizer or a Moderna, because he said that they're just seeing too many faults with the J&J. And I think that's probably
really
going to be the next recommendation.
Is that, you know, as we're all going through this consideration process, like J&J was going to be my jam. That's what I was
I wanted
do
it too.
If I was going to get the vaccine, and then you kind of cool on it and you go, okay, if you're going to get the vaccine, maybe you shouldn't get the J&J. But now I can't tell you. I had Dr. Drew. I can use his name because you guys know who he is. I had my family doctor who said, you know, if you do have, considering that you do have natural immunity, if you are going to go down the path of getting a vaccine, he's like, I've been telling a lot of my people who've recovered from COVID to get Johnson & Johnson. And Dr. Drew was saying he had recovered because he had COVID in January, and he chose getting Johnson & Johnson. So I don't know. Now it seems like maybe if you've had it and you've already got some immunity, there's...
Well, see, that's the problem. We don't have any direction. Everybody's grabbing
nobody knows anything.
For some... Exactly.
Yeah.
We're all looking around.
Well, we're
for
still learning as we go. And that's,
well,
that's what the doctors were saying.
It's time the learning curve is over, I think. I mean, we have enough information. The problem is there's not any real strong leadership. There's a lot of political baloney going back and forth. And as a result of that, places like Texas have mortuary trailers parked all over the place because of the number of deaths
there.
California's
got the same thing.
California
now,
as well. Florida.
California is not the red state that you're trying to pin it on. So maybe it's more about population.
I'm not trying to pin it on anybody.
But the fact that Texas was like so in your face to the rest of the country, we handled this perfectly and blah, blah, blah. It's like, well, no, you didn't. Because a year later, New York, which we got hit so, so hard in the beginning, and there were the mortuary trailers everywhere, and people still haven't reclaimed bodies.
It's learning, though.
But what I'm saying, though, is for Texas to really be, I mean, they've been very, Governor Abbott has been very in your face to the rest of the country. We didn't shut down our economy. We didn't do this. We didn't do that. And now they're asking for trailers because they're having so many people dying. That's not happening in other states anymore.
Well, I think one of the greatest things is that, look, you're not going to prevent people from being sick. It's what you do with those sick people. And I think if you look at the examples of, for instance, what they're doing
in Florida
right now. If
they focus more on vaccinations, they wouldn't be asking for more mortuary trailers.
Well, look at New York. I mean, New York is probably going to go down that same path. California, again, already, I'm telling you, California would be closed again if there wasn't a recall election underway. But that's beside the point. What Governor DeSantis has been doing in Florida with the antibodies, he's been taking them to the people. He's been taking these mobile units out to give shots of antibodies to people. And I think this is fantastic. Why we can't focus more on treatments and therapeutics, I don't understand what the harm in doing that is. And I think that's
none.
What Florida does.
There
get
is no
right.
harm into it whatsoever. Notice the NFL has a vaccine mandate, sort of unofficial, but as the season gets underway, there are a lot of people who are wondering, you know, not everybody wants it, for sure, but because the scenario, if a team has enough players that don't know how to, that can't play because they're unvaccinated or whatever, then the game gets forfeited. That'll be interesting to see how this shakes out, because last year's NFL season was kind of a mess, right?
Not as bad. I mean, I think there were some game
cancellations and stuff, but yeah, that's what they're trying to not have happen this year. So if a game is forfeited, then the team doesn't get paid, and it's a whole big thing. So basically, the end result is, without actually mandating vaccinations, they're now up to 92% of NFL team members and crew have been vaccinated. So, you know, if they have some breakthrough.
Walk off, though. They had, like, the Minnesota coach walked off, just left his job. He's like, I'm not doing it.
That's really dumb. But the other big news that we haven't talked about yet is that the CDC is now expected to recommend vaccine boosters for all Americans, regardless of age, 8 months after their second shot. So just kind of keep that in the back of your mind.
What happens if you get it before the 8 months is up?
Nothing, but they probably don't
what
want everyone
to get
rushing.
It after the 8 months is the question.
That's the real question. I'm not going to chance.
Well, there's a lot of people who are just, you know, because we're not testing antibodies, there are people who don't know if they are protected or not after they went through all of that to get the vaccine. So I just think it's stupid.
You know what it is?
Focus on antibodies.
It's kind of a gut thing with me. I'm not paying much attention to what either Jack or Ken says, although he did want to have Ken tell me, you know, whether getting a Moderna shot after having had two Pfizer shots. But I'm very comfortable in my own skin. I'm really pretty good at judging for myself what's right, and I feel, regardless, I'm kind of immune to all of the back and forth, especially the political conversation about it. I'm just tired of it, and I'm going to do what I feel is good for me. I'm not going to tell you should do it, but everybody ought to do what's good for them, what you feel, not what somebody else says you should do it because you should do it. You should do it because you feel it's good for you. That's kind of where the bottom line is for me, and that's why I'm doing it. It's sort of atypical of me with shots and stuff, for sure. It's 47 after the hour on the DJV program.
Angie's List is now Angie. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or you're planning your dream renovation, Angie connects you with top local pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, compare quotes, and book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Tired of waking up hot and uncomfortable? Start sleeping cool on the Tempur-Breeze by Tempur-Pedic. It's engineered with a revolutionary cooling system that pulls excess heat away from your body to help you sleep deeper all night and wake up more refreshed every morning. The Tempur-Pedic Summer of Sleep ends soon. Don't miss our best offer of the year and your chance to get your best sleep of the summer. All Tempur-Pedic mattresses are on sale, with savings up to $700 on adjustable mattress sets. Learn more at Tempur-Pedic.com.
Are you a business owner looking for funding? Greenbox Capital is here to help by providing easy working capital loans in as little as 24 hours. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to fill out a short form and get started today. With funding from $3,000 to $500,000, Greenbox Capital can help. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to receive a special offer of 10% off cost of working capital. greenboxcapital.com/apply now and get business funding needed without stress from traditional lenders. greenboxcapital.com/apply now. Fast funding for small businesses.
Halitrin.
You know, a lot of people, when they call us, they ask, you know, like, what makes this different than everything else that I've tried, that I've read about out there? And the big thing that I always say is, you know, it's clinically proven. You know, we've got studies that show that this not only helps you lose weight, but lose weight safely.
Yeah, this is something that's not just a flea bag, fly-by-night outfit. They've been around, and the reason they stay around is because it works. That in order for something to really do you any good, it's got to be natural. And so that's why Calitrin fits like a glove.
You have a huge special right now, summer sale. You don't want to miss it. Toploft.com.
Yep. Use the DJV code when you check out. You don't have to pay for shipping, among other things. So lots of great reasons to do it right now. So go to toploft.com while you're thinking about it. right now. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin for giving us more to think about when it comes to weight loss and how to keep the weight off.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Three past the hour. It's Tech Talk time here on this Tuesday. Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan now checking on Open Table. What have they added here?
Open Table is adding a new feature that will let restaurants tag diners as verified for meeting entry requirements. This started in New York City, as we know, over the last couple weeks. This has been a big story that, and actually there's a poll that just came out last night, and it's overwhelming how New Yorkers are in favor of vaccination-only locations for restaurants and concerts and things like that. And so that is that's the rule. You have to be vaccinated in order to enter restaurants. And so Open Table is making it easier. So all you do is you go on to your account and then you can fill out your information that you're vaccinated. And then that way, when you make a reservation on Open Table, which is that's one of my favorite apps. I book all of our reservations on Open Table. Not an ad, just, I really like them. But, so it makes it easier now so that they can process the reservations. And especially if it's a place if it's a restaurant that you like to go to a lot, then you don't have to keep going through the process every time. You're verified and the verification tag appears. And so, it'll just make it that much easier for, checking in when you want to get your reservation. And you also don't have to be approved on the other end each time, so you're not going to lose out on getting a table. The open table system will allow diners to show proof of vaccination on their first visit, and then it, from that point on, it makes it seamless to make further, you know, future reservations. So since open table isn't extending the verified status between different restaurants, you still have to meet the verification status at each new place, unless you go into the same restaurant group. In which case, if they have multiple restaurants, then you're allowed to go in, fill it out once, and then you're good to go for all the restaurants in that group. But this is definitely for now, you know, for the fall, this is probably going to be the new norm, depending on where you are. You know, New York City especially, Los Angeles will probably follow, Chicago, who knows, other major cities will probably end up doing this. But I think it's good that Open Table makes it a lot easier. Everything is just on your phone.
All right. So there's some it's interesting to see how that's going around and around. Speaking of going around and around, Peloton is, they've got a fix, and we'll talk about that after this.
You've been lied to. Lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. Hi, I'm Inc. magazine best-selling author Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my brand new book, Wealth Beyond Wall Street, because we all know another market crash could be right around the corner. After losing 35% in my IRA in the crash years ago, I said enough, and since then I discovered a way to grow money potentially double digits, reduce taxes dramatically, and also have my money protected when the next stock market crash hits. When the next market crash hits, you lose nothing. Call Wealth Beyond Wall Street now to get your free copy and talk with a specialist to discover this little-known strategy to get potential double-digit growth during good years and never lose when the next stock market crash hits, all while building a tax-advantaged retirement. Call 800-908-1616 to discover this asset that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney use to grow wealthy. Plus, get one of just 97 free books left. We even cover shipping and handling, no credit card required. Call 800-908-1616. That's 800-908-1616. 1-800-908-1616.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle, but now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, let's get at it here. The Peloton folks have a fix for what?
Well, remember the treadmill recalls where a couple people died and there were 18 different incidents of injury? So Peloton had to recall all of their treadmills, and so now they say that they actually have a fix. So regular tread owners can now get their equipment fixed, which will involve a technician coming to your home, and they have to fix it there. You can schedule a visit starting this month. A lot of people I know have treadmills that are just sitting there with, you know, laundry hanging off of them because these were recalled, and Peloton said to stop using them immediately. So the company recalled both the Tread and Tread Plus. Tread Plus, of course, is the more expensive version of Tread. And then in May, this is when the young child was killed, got sucked underneath the treadmill. Mm. And so there were 18 incidents of the touchscreen failing. It caused minor cuts and bruises in the UK and Canada. And then there were a lot of other units here in the U.S. that complaints with Consumer Product Safety Commission basically came in and said, all right, we're shutting everything down. It impacted 125,000 units. And so now they're hoping to get everybody back on the treadmill.
These are expensive, too, right?
Very expensive. Yep, yeah. Very expensive.
All right, thanks for the update, Victoria. It's now 59 past the hour, and you are updated on the DJV program.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being.
Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.